Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on chapter 32, annual report, and this is a very important chapter because investor can get a lot of information from this. This chapter emphasizes the importance of annual report of the company from the investor's perspective. What is an annual report? The primary and the most important source of information about the company is its annual report. By law, this is prepared every year and distributed to the shareholders. Annual reports are usually very well presented. A tremendous amount of data is given about the performance of a company over a period of time. Multicolored pies, bar charts are included to illustrate and explain to the shareholders facts such as growth of the company, manner in which the revenue has been earned and utilized, and a lot more is provided in the annual report. Annual reports tend to be bulky because it has various types of information. However, it is made in a very nice presented manner with lots of graphics and tables. How does an average shareholder look at the annual report? The average shareholder does not look much further if the annual report appears worthy of the company whose name it bears. If the photographs are impressive and the company has paid a reasonable dividend, the shareholder reads no more. He or she sits back content in this belief that the fortunes of the company are in good hands. So if everything goes well, the shareholder feels the annual report is also very good. This must not be the criteria by which a company is judged. Rather than be convinced on the state of affairs of a company by gazing at the charts, impressive array of figures and statistics, that should make the investor or the reader know more about the company. The reader of the report, whether he is an investor or a shareholder or a creator or just another interested person, would be wise to delve deeper, to read between and beyond the lines and to keep behind the figures and understand what exactly the company has done over a period of time. The annual report can be broken down into four distinct parts. First comes the director report, then the auditor's report, then the financial statements, and finally the schedules and notes to the accounts. Each of these parts has a purpose and a tale to tell, and the tale should be read and understood by the reader and the investor. Let us discuss this one by one. The director's report. The director's report is a report submitted by the directors of a company to his shareholder, advising them of the performance of the company under their stewardship. Every happening of importance is cataloged and highlighted to convince a casual reader that the company is in good hands. An investor must intelligently evaluate the issues raised in a director's report. It can be give a good grasp of the working of the company, the problems it faces, the direction it intends taking, and its future prospects. So a 360-degree view can be gathered by reading just a director's report. A director report provides an investor invaluable information on the opinion of the directors on the state of the economy and the political situation vis-à-vis the company, performance and the financial results of the company in the period under consideration, company's plans for modernization, expansion and diversification so that it can grow and develop over a period of time. The fourth important point provided in the director's report is the dividend recommended by the director. The director's use of the company's prospects in the future and plans for new acquisition and investment also becomes valuable piece of information in a director's report. So once the director's report is understood, directors are generally considered as the managing the affairs of the company, but there needs a neutral report because no one wants to say bad about itself, but whether there is any worth, whether the director's report is having good standing or not, will be seen from the auditor's report. The auditor represents the shareholder and it is his duty to report to the shareholder and the general public on the stewardship of the company by its directors. Auditors are required to report whether the financial statements presented do in fact present a true and fair view of the state of the company. They are also required to report the change in accounting principles or the non-provision of charges that result in an increase or decrease in the profits. The auditor's report will always draw the attention of the reader to these changes and the effect that these have on the financial statements. It is for this reason a careful reading of the auditor's report is not only necessary but mandatory for the investor to understand what exactly the company is, what is it going to do, and what are the key management persons doing for bringing up the company. Shareholders to scrutinize the auditor's report very minutely. That is how he actually scrutinizes the annual report from a professional angle. Next important input provided by the annual report are the financial statements. The published financial statements of the company in the annual report consists of the balance sheet as one important doc. Balance sheet as the end of the accounting period detailing the financial condition of the company at a date. It includes the information about a company's assets and the liabilities. Shareholders can evaluate a company's financial condition and ensure whether the asset and liability are in line with the company's futures plans and growth. The next important part of the financial statements are the profit and loss account or the income statement. The profit and loss account of the income statement summarizes the revenues, costs, and expenses incurred on various activities of the company for the accounting period and helps the shareholder to understand whether the business is profitable or not. The schedules and notes to the accounts also form an important part of the financial statements. The schedules and notes to the accounts are an integral part of the financial statement of a company, and it is important that they be read along with the financial statements. The schedules detailed present pertinent information about the items of the balance sheet and profit and loss account is vital for analysis of the financial statements so that the reader can understand what numbers are actually stated in the balance sheet and profit and loss account. The notes to the accounts are even more important than the schedules. It contains important information on the accounting policies, contingent liabilities, and others. Most people avoid reading this. However, these are very, very important to understand the company completely. They do so as far as their own risk if they don't read this schedules and notes to accounts, which help them to understand the financial statements properly. They do it at their own risk as this provides vital clues and information. So friends, what is the conclusion of this chapter on annual report? Annual report provides a snapshot of what the company owns and owes, as well as the company's plans through director's report and the scrutiny made by the auditors. The shareholders, investors, and creditors can evaluate a company and understand the prospects for future growth based on the information mentioned in the annual report. Any person who wants to invest in a company should dwell deeper to read between the lines of the annual report before investing in the company. Once he reads the annual report, once his this other checks and evaluation based on the theories, the market trends, other sources of information in the company, then the investor can become an informed investor, and informed decision making can happen whether it is buying or selling of shares. Thank you.